Hola.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Ratune Akar from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, I requested a call.
Okay, how may I assist you today, sir?
I have one to file an unemployment claim.
Okay, no problem, sir. Let me assist you right here in this line. So let's start. May I have please your social security number?
It's 328-726-2237.
Thank you. May I have please your full name?
Jonathan Dwayne G.
Can I have your birthday, please?
5/31/1981.
May I have your mother maiden name, please?
The where?
May I have your mother maiden name?
In May 31, 1981.
I'm sorry. So your mother maiden name shall be only her last name before she get married? Which one is it?
Did you ask me for my last name?
No, mother maiden name.
Oh, Gloria G.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. So now let me read for you, Mr. Jonathan. So I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, I see that you already answered some questions. So, how you trying to do yourself on the website
No, they just told me I can't do it on the website.
probably it's because your mother maiden name shall be only her last name before she get married.
Oh, okay.
In this case, GHEE, right? So like your last
Yeah.
name, same as your last name. Okay, so this is probably because of reason. So now, may I have please your driver's license number?
6887-622.
All right, thank you. And this is from Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
Okay, may I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
Black, African
And
American.
okay, and what is the highest grade that you completing in school?
I graduated high school.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, I haven't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Could you please provide me your home address?
I got 2730 Crestwood Boulevard, Unit 100782, Irondale, Alabama. It's 35210.
Irondale. All right. This is the same that your mailing address, right?
Yes.
And the unit it is 100782.
Yes.
All right, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Truck driver.
Are you seeking work and your usual occupation?
No, I'm in well, yeah, I guess so. Sometimes I'm seeking on working in that field, but I guess I'm looking in different areas also.
Okay, so do you obtain work through a union?
What union?
Yeah, are you part of union?
No, I'm not part of the union.
Okay,
Not that I know of.
are you attending a school or training?
No, I'm not.
Do your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
The what?
Do your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Oh, no.
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm physically able.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 5, 6, 7 miles.
Okay,
Oh,
and what is
well, unless it's out of state, I could travel out of state for a job, but in Alabama, it'd be like 5, within my area, living area.
okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
I don't know, probably $14 an hour, I'd say.
Okay. Do you own a business?
No, I don't.
Do you work for yourself?
I don't have any job, no, nothing like that.
Okay. Are you corporate officer for a business?
Corporate visa?
Corporate officer for a business, are you?
No, I don't have a business. I don't have nothing about
Okay.
no business.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No, I don't.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, I don't.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you haven't worked in the last 18 months?
Nah, I ain't worried. Say that again.
Yes, sir. Have you applied or are you receiving pension from an employer that you haven't worked in the last 18 months?
Oh, no.
All right. So, have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 to March 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, if you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
I take the benefit card.
All right, thank you. May I have please your last employer name?
The last job I was in, it was like a contractor type of job, but the name of it was DHS Truck. It's Desi Hotspot Trucking.
Is familiar with this one, Harris Venturis?
Say what?
Harris Venturis. Do you recognize that one?
No, I don't recognize that.
Okay, so probably can be that one. I need you please check your paycheck stuff and provide me what is the company name that it was paid you.
The company name that it might not show up. The last one I worked, it might not show up because Desi Hotspot. It was out of Texas though.
Was working in Texas or in Alabama? Okay.
My last job in Alabama is Ross Neely. Ross Neely System. Ross Neely is a trucking company.
I don't see that employer name. Okay, if you're trying to file from your last employer, you should be filing in Texas. But I mean, if you would like, because you already, you say you was working in Texas. This is where you was working, right?
Yeah, that was a different kind of job. That was something different. My last job would be Ross Neely, really. Ross Neely Systems. That's out of Alabama.
I don't see neither. That's Ross Neely?
Ross Neely. I was working from August 2022.
Okay, let's do this because I don't see that name in the system. And you please check your paycheck stuff and provide me who was the company, who is paid you, what is showed you in your paycheck stuff.
Is it ROSS? NEELYSYSTEM.
Are you looking right now?
I don't have it. I don't have it, but that's how that would have said.
Yeah, we need to verify because that way we can go through. Because this, the name, sometimes you work for some company, they are under different name. And if you don't recognize this one that I told you, probably can be that one or maybe other one because I don't see that employer name. This is why we have to check it. We have to go through your paycheck. I don't know how they pay you, if they pay you through the checking account. So you need to check it. So that information, that way we can go through.
Are you able to see my work history?
Yes, I am able to see, but I don't see that employer name.
I worked for them twice, one time in 2008, and then also over here. I've worked for them. It's a couple of places. It's within my work history a couple of times. I worked there with them more than one time. It's ROSS.
What do you? I'm sorry. Say one more time.
ROSS.
No, the only one that I see. I don't know. I don't see that employer name. So this is why we need to verify. The only one that I see right here is Harris Ventures.
Oh, okay.
This it look like it is the CXN. The other one is Galactic. So this is why we have to make sure. And we has you have to go, you have to check in. So one time, did you find out that information? So I'm not sure how they pay you. So you know what
oh,
I'm talking
so you're
about.
That's all the job that you got?
No, I can't. I am able to see all your history, but this is what the assistant showed me. This is the most recent that you've been working
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah, that might be the most recent.
Yeah, but I need you please provide me which one. That way you don't have interruption. If you don't provide me the correct one, it's going to be interruption, you know, and you benefit.
Oh, so, I mean, the Harrison thing, that might be, that was a, like, I didn't work there long. That was like a temporary service type job.
Yeah, you understand. So this is why we need to go through your paycheck stuff and provide me what is the company name that is showing in the paycheck stuff. Okay?
I don't have a paycheck.
Okay, if you can research or looking, maybe you find out one and that way you
like,
can
was, I don't even know when. That was, I know that was a long, I don't know what dates you got for that job. I would call them by my last job where I had worked for a considerable amount of time. That job right there was like, I work one day or something like that. It's like that was like a temporary job, but that was like a long time ago when I got that paycheck for that one day.
So
it was a one day job.
And when it was the long time ago?
That what?
What day was your last day that you worked with this company?
I worked about one day or two. It probably I don't know what dates you got, but I'm thinking it was last year in 23. You know, maybe October.